You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Transactions can feel like everyday banal stuff. Money we exchange for lunch, the mortgage, or taxi. But often they lead to more. Tommy Andres is a producer for Marketplace, and he's been collecting stories that start with the simple exchange of money. Welcome, Tommy.
Thanks, Lizzie.
All right. Tell us how you came up with this idea.
So it actually all starts with a family story, my brother and his wife, Karen, and how they met. It's pretty insane. It's sort of a confluence of commerce and serendipity.
So lay it out for me.
So my brother was living in Milwaukee, and he had this friend, Richard, and they got tickets to a Bucks game.
Okay.
And they end up sitting next to this girl wearing an Indiana University sweatshirt. And Richard, my brother's friend, went to IU, so, you know, they start to chat. My brother barely says a word, maybe hi, I don't know, that's it. He didn't think anything of it. And then 3 weeks later, my brother's coming back from Thanksgiving, and he's at Metro Detroit Airport, a totally different city, and he sees that same girl in that same Indiana Hoosiers sweatshirt. And here's what he said.
I'm not normally the kind of guy to go over and talk to random strangers at an airport, but I recognized this girl and went over and talked to her.
So he introduces himself, she recognizes him, and they start to talk, and then this happens.
And as we were getting on the plane, I said, well, have a nice flight. And she said, yeah, have a nice flight. And we sat down in our assigned seats, and I sat down in 8C, and she sat down in 8D.
So they talked the whole flight. They exchanged numbers. Long story short, they end up falling in love, and 5 years later, Richard, the friend who was at the Milwaukee Bucks game with my brother, ends up marrying them.
I have goosebumps, actually, now on my arm and down my back.
It's kind of insane, right? So here's what Karen, I actually talked to her, too, for this story. Here's what she says about the whole thing.
I totally, by chance, sat two seats away from him at this Bucks game.
In an arena of 18,000 people.
And then 3 weeks later.
On one of the busiest travel days of the year.
We're seated next to each other on an airplane. This is so cliched, but it really kind of felt like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So think about this. I mean, if either of them hadn't bought these tickets to the Bucks game and, you know, also on this flight, they never would have met. And what's crazier is if she hadn't been wearing that sweatshirt that she bought, he never would have recognized her. So that's three purchases that impacted their entire lives. And now they have a kid, you know?
Wow. So, okay, you know this story in your family lore, but why make it a series for Marketplace?
So what fascinates me is how a simple exchange of a good or service can actually be the impetus for something that totally changes your life.
You brought another story with you today, so I want you to play it for us.
Yeah, this one's a little different. Let's take a listen.
My name is Tracy Cambry Morales. I live in San Diego, California. And in late 2013, my husband and I decided that for my 50th birthday, we would take a family vacation to Kauai. For almost a year, we planned our trip. We read Yelp reviews, we printed out New York Times articles, 36 hours on Kauai. Needless to say, we were excited about our trip. The plane tickets were purchased, the condo and car rental were secured, we were set. And then in late August, my mother-in-law's health took a turn for the worse, with her doctor informing us she had perhaps 2 months to live. We're a very close family. When we asked her, you know, what can we do for you? She replied, just be with me. Well, my husband and I sat our three kids down and told them we'd have to postpone our trip to Hawaii. I was sad about losing my mother-in-law. I was sad about canceling the trip. I was so sad. I called the airlines. I canceled the rental car. And then I sat down early on a Sunday morning to compose an email to Doug, the owner of the condo on Kauai where we had planned to stay. Dear Doug, regrettably, we are not going to be able to make our trip to Kauai as planned. We learned that my mother-in-law's health was on the decline. Hospice informs us she could live anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months. We just don't know. That said, I understand I am out of pocket for the $1,494 rental fee, but would imagine the security deposit and cleaning fee would be reimbursable to me. Please let me know. We've been dreaming of enjoying your Kauai condo for so long. Thanks again. Maybe 3 minutes later, I received this response from Doug. Hi, Tracy. So sorry to hear the news. Don't worry about the rental fees. I'll return the full amount to you. I understand what your family is going through. My wife was diagnosed with ALS last year. It's the kindness that sees us through the tough times, so I'm always happy when I get the chance to do the same. Appreciate the beauty in each day. Doug. I was stunned. My eyes immediately filled with tears. You know, he was going to return the money? I mean, who does that? I got a lot more than roof over our heads on Kauai. This unexpected goodness and this generosity from a complete stranger. You know, I think of Doug and his wife often, and I'm reminded to always pay kindness forward. So I think ultimately this was a transaction all about kindness.
That was a transaction that never even went through. They never got to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, Doug and Tracy never even met. And yet Doug found a way to change Tracy's outlook on life, you know? And that's kind of what the transaction's all about.
And that's what our series is about. So, Tommy, thank you. And if you've got your own transaction stories, you can tell us about them. Just go to marketplace.org/transaction.